More than 60 people braved the frigid water of Kempenfelt Bay on Saturday morning to take part in this year's Barrie Police Service Polar Plunge in support of Special Olympics Ontario. Participants, some dressed in only their skivvies and others donning fun and creative costumes, raised more than $6,500 for the annual event, all of which goes to support Special Olympics Ontario athletes, including the 23 Barrie athletes currently competing in the Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary. This is the second year Irina Mejia, Shannon Hayden and Slav Baluktin have participated in the fundraiser, and they have decided to make it a family tradition. "We really love it. We love the cause it's supporting," said Hayden. "This is a great cause, and this year, we raised more money than last year," Mejia added, noting, "together, they raised more than $1,000. It was probably much easier last year because we had to jump into it and get wet in one shot. This year, you have to run in and get wet little by little. Knowing they'd have to gather the courage to run into the icy water this year rather than simply jump into a hole cut in the ice was a bit intimidating," they all admitted. "I brought my swimming shoes, so I am ready," said Hayden. They said they improved on their costumes from last year, pointing to their adult-sized husky onesies, which ultimately won them the trophy for best costume. "We are big fans of the House of the Dragon show, so we decided to be House of the Husky," explained Baluktin. Despite his overall disdain for anything cold, Barrie Police Chief Rich Johnston has been among the local officers who have braved the cold water since the fundraiser's inception in 2017. "Anyone who knows me knows I detest the cold. I love my country, but the climate, I am not so fond of. I am not looking forward to this, but promises were made and money was promised, so I will fulfill my promise," he said between shivers. Special Olympics Ontario holds a special place for the police service, he added, noting money raised from Saturday's event stays in Ontario and goes toward supporting local athletes, including Nicholas Cunningham, a member of the service, who recently won silver in the 800-meter snowshoeing event. "I take it back to their credo. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. Beyond the sports, it speaks to the very nature of athletics and the better part of humanity," said Johnston, who was plunging with Deputy Chief Rob Burke. Members of the Barrie Fire and Emergency Service were on hand to assist participants and keep them safe as they made their way in and out of the water. "Barrie Fire is here as a safety liaison for the event. We ensure nobody goes under the ice. We typically cut the hole for them, so we are here for safety and encouragement," said Captain Matt Monkman. "We really try to be involved in the community in as many good, positive initiatives as we can." Despite attempts at humorous bravado, the water was freezing, Burke admitted as he and Johnston made their way out of the water. "My legs are on fire. The chief really doesn't like the cold, but he will get over it by Tuesday," joked Burke. "It was well worth it. It's an excellent cause for our Special Olympic athletes. They set the example for everyone, and if they can do it, so can we."